Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Alan Minskoff is with me. He's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. And we've been talking about food all week, but I have a feeling we're about to make a pivot.
And we're making a dramatic pivot into fiction, into very almost postmodern fiction for today. Tremor by Teju Cole.
And the narrators?
The narrators are Ata Otigba and Yetide Badaki.
And, of course, Teju Cole is really an extraordinary writer and a real intellectual, a real cultural, I don't know, touchstone in a lot of ways, I think.
He truly is. He is, you know, if he were an athlete, we'd have to say he's many-lettered because he's a photographer, he's an art critic, he's a nonfiction writer in general, and he's also a fiction writer and a professor at Harvard.
Yeah, just in case he needed something to do on his off days, yes.
But this novel, I really enjoyed it. I need to say that because I'm not sure everybody will, because it is, you know, you have to give a novel like this a chance. It's not linear. So it's not a plot that goes from A to B to C. It is imagistic. There's lots of stories told. There's art criticism in it. There's cultural criticism in it. And there's the life of the protagonist. So there is that. That's the through thread, the life of the protagonist.
So that's, if you had to sum it up, that's what you would say.
Yes, and I'll give just another couple of points because I think it's important. Let me back up. I want to say that I really enjoyed these narrators. It's a woman and a man. Badaki begins the narrative, and she has an eloquent voice, and she sets the tone for what is really an enigmatic and nonlinear novel. But there's lots about art, and there's lots about people. I don't want to say that there isn't lived experience. There is. But she has this precise diction. I'd love to hear her do more.
Well, Yetide Badaki is in American Gods, the series
We should, of course, mention that she is a major actress and is also originally from Nigeria, as is Cole.
And Ata Otigba is a male, I'm assuming.
Yes, and his part is a little bit different. He gets to do the academic piece. There's a long riff in this novel. It's a lecture on J.M.W. Turner's painting Slave Ship. And if anything stayed with me from this entire novel, and I enjoyed it, it was this discussion, because it really is that part of our history that sometimes artists capture in ways we didn't expect. And this Slave Ship piece is really Teju Cole's chance to discuss the heritage of slavery and the awfulness of the experience for Black people.
So is it fair to say that it's a novel that is a reflection on art and history?
It absolutely is fair. And also on contemporary politics. There is an entire chapter that is in Voices, and they both do it, from Lagos, Nigeria. And it's in, I don't know, 15, 16 different voices who are just speaking to their life there. So it's really a tour de force of a novel. I would recommend people listen to it as well. Because I'm not sure that this is, you know, one of my life arguments. I think some works of fiction simply improve by listening to them.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? What do you have for us?
I have sort of the haunting beginning. And he does this a lot. He does little images, pieces of poetry.
Okay. This is Tremor by Teju Cole. And it's read by Ata Otigba and Yetide Badaki, and we're going to be hearing from Badaki in this piece.
The leaves are glossy and dark, and from the dying blooms rises a fragrance that might be jasmine. He sets up the tripod and begins to focus the camera. He has pressed the shutter twice when an aggressive voice calls out from the house on the right. This isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened to him, but still he is startled. He takes on a friendly tone and says he is an artist, just photographing a hedge. "You can't do that here," the voice says. "This is private property." The muscles of his back are tense. He folds the tripod, stows the camera in its bag, and walks away.
You're right. She has a mesmerizing voice, and it really kind of opens up this scene that he's painting.
I think that's what his gift is. He is really brilliant at the short story. He's as good with the anecdote as almost anybody writing, and that's it's so complete. I mean, you don't have to know that that's a black man, but it doesn't hurt that you know that, to know that the feeling that that person gets by being, you know, rejected from just trying to practice his art.
The other thing, and I don't know if you agree, and I don't even know if I agree, but there is always, when I've read him, there's a stillness in his writing. You know how some people, when they act, and they're just still, but at the same time, you can't take your eyes off them. And I feel like that about Cole's writing. And I think she gets that.
I think she does. And I think that is a wonderful way to look at this, because don't forget, he is a man who is absolutely a master of writing about photography. And he also takes photographs. And so that stilling, quieting, slowing down life is something he does as well as anybody.
Mm. Tremor by Teju Cole, read by Ata Otiba and Yatiti Badaki. Okay, thank you so much. What a great recommendation. Thank you so much, Alan. You're really having a banner week here.
And it's going to end on a high note, too.
Okay, looking forward to it. The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. And don't forget, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating. It helps people to find us. No kidding around. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.